USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown will be signed by President Trump, and he will declare a national emergency on the southern border at the same time. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, President Trump will sign the government funding bill, and he will also take executive action, including a national emergency. Democrats, including Senator Chuck Schumer, are responding to this news.
Declaring a national emergency would be a lawless act, a gross abuse of the power of the presidency.
There are currently 31 active national emergencies, 13 of which were declared by President Obama, to which Senator Schumer of New York did not have any problems with. William Barr is headed back to the Justice Department. The Senate confirmed Barr as Attorney General today by a vote of 54 to 45. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
The teacher's strike in Denver is over. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
They stayed at the negotiation table for 20 consecutive hours, and when the sun came up on Thursday in Denver, a three-day strike by Denver teachers was over. The union spokesman Rob Gould says,
educators in Denver public schools now have a fair, predictable, and transparent salary structure.
The new deal also provides incentives for educators who choose to work in high-need schools in Denver.
Folks paid their final respects to Democratic Congressman John Dingell. Many prominent politicians are in attendance as a Michigan Democrat served 59 years in Congress. Former President Bill Clinton says Dingell took his job in Congress very seriously.
He understood that the trust he was given as a member of Congress representing his people was first and foremost a job.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Texas deputies respond to a domestic violence call about a fight between Andrew Fabila and Paige Harkins. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us they found four starving children.
Bond has been set for the North Texas parents accused of malnourishing four children and keeping two of them in a dog kennel. The children, who are all younger than five, are now out of the hospital and are under the care of Child Protective Services. The mother is being held on a $75,000 bond and charged with four counts of child endangerment and an aggravated assault charge. Andrew Babila, who police believe is the father of one of the children, faces four charges of child endangerment and has a $60,000 bond.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey had a fiery exchange with a reporter on Capitol Hill when he was asked to comment about the Green New Deal. Henry Rogers, a reporter with the Daily Caller, approached the senator, and here's what happened.
I got my hands up. Nothing to say to the Daily Caller.
Why is that?
Why?
Those guys are trash.
Why?
So we're waiting on the subway here. It's not going to be here for about 2 minutes. I'm wondering why you won't answer questions on the New Green Deal.
I won't answer questions to the Daily Caller, period. You're trash.
Why do you think we're trash, sir?
Oh, my God. Please. Don't keep harassing me.
Rogers is a credentialed journalist on Capitol Hill, and Menendez's office did defend his actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in Southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With four convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020 or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
Freedom or free stuff. You only get to choose one. Call 888-673-1450. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
And I had to go to a greeting card store. They have a whole section called Blankenside. What in the hell is a Blankenside card? So I've been sending them out. Sorry you're feeling so blank inside. I feel like that myself sometimes. What kind of scam? The guy who's selling blank inside cards must wake up laughing. What do you do again? I sell blank inside cards. Picture of a tree, nothing on the inside. No little limerick, nothing. They're buying a crease.
Hi there, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, final hour on your Valentine's Day on Thursday. And happy Valentine's Day to you. Wow, a lot rolling around in our brains. We'll take calls, 888-673-1450, because I'd like to know where you stand on this as far as some of the decisions that Trump is making. I'm not fond of right now, but there's others that I am. And this is a tough one, although I did know that I wasn't going to be loving every single thing he did. When you have vested interests, when you're in the presidency because of those vested interests, you're going to serve some of those vested interests. And it depends who you're serving, too, and what's going on with this big picture. And I've been trying to go big picture on this a lot more than usual, because the one thing with President Trump that I've noticed in the 2 years and even before that has been, I think he really does love the country. And I really think he wants to preserve the strength of the country. And that's a big deal. Now, that's a big deal. Now, I didn't say that he wants to strengthen the Constitution as much as the country, okay? And there are leaders right now in some of these countries that are feeling that same way. They don't want to be overrun by a region. You want to preserve your what makes your country great, the citizenry of your country. But at the same time, you have to call out, too, when something is being done that you know is going to be very damaging to us. And so we have. And I haven't been happy since William Barr's name popped up, and neither is Uncle Milty. But here we sit with William Barr now as the AG. And he's in a really dangerous position. We've had crummy, terrible AGs that have done nothing for due process, that have been the worst of the worst for decades. So I guess this isn't anything new. I was hoping for something different, and I don't know why this decision was made, but I do think it's of benefit to us to take ourselves out of this a little bit and realize where we're at as a country and say, you know what, if we're falling off a cliff right now, well, I don't know that we have a lot of, that I would actually want someone different at the helm right now. I can't say that I would want somebody different at the helm. And I certainly wouldn't want some of the choices that we've had to deal with in the last several decades at the helm. And those families have looted America and have been so treasonous, talking about the Clintons and the Bushes and the Obamas. I wouldn't want that either. So Where do we stand right now? Go ahead.
Or any of the choices that we're seeing lining up for the 2020 election.
Oh, Biden?
I can't see any there. So what are we doing?
Well, they'll do the bidding of you can't get into the presidency without having somebody behind you. Okay.
Right.
We all know this, right? This is no big secret. And so there's going to be certain interests. And is Trump serving the interests of the industrialists over some of the interests of those that seek to not only turn our culture inside out, but also wouldn't mind if there was a really good nuke war in which billions lost their lives because they get a big old reset button? That is not out of the scope of what we should be thinking about here. It isn't.
You mean like the reset button Hillary pushed with Russia?
Yeah. I think that there are certain people that would love to see a little bit more destruction at hand a little quicker than some others. And if we're in a place where we don't, there's not a lot of control over some of the things that happen next, I know that personally, I'm going to be held accountable. I have to look myself in the mirror and know that I fought for this Constitution because I know how important it is. And I hope you feel the same way. And so this doesn't diminish the fighting for our country at all. I'm just trying to think of what we're not seeing and what we're not talking about even on talk radio in America today. And that is the financial situation that we're in and the vested interests. In Russia in the 90s, Soros was able to go in along with the CIA and they were able to totally rape Russia, pennies on the dollar of all their assets, okay? Mm-hmm. Trillions missing in gold and all kinds of things were happening. And the other person at the helm of that was George H.'s brother, Jonathan, the one they don't ever talk about. And he was a head of the banking institution that helped with that raping of Russia, truly. And then Putin got in and tried to bring something different there, but they were completely void. I mean, I don't want what happened in the 90s to Russia to happen here either. And they've been looting for a long time, but I don't want the complete, you know, that complete scenario to happen here.
Yeah, and if you think about it, you know, we plod along year after year after year as if this huge debt doesn't exist.
Right.
It does exist.
Yeah.
And we either have to pay it or it has to be wiped out somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a kind of a form of bankruptcy that we can do. It's called war.
Right. No, that you're
yeah.
right. You're
and
right.
And so, but why do they pretend that this debt is not a big deal?
I don't know.
They keep spending, they keep borrowing, they keep printing as if it means nothing.
Yeah. 888-673-1450. We'd love to take your call. 888-673-1450. What do you think we need to be focused on here? And I will agree that Barr is a good focus because he's a nightmare. And we've talked about him on the show. So it's not like we haven't talked about him. I am surprised at that one. And I'm surprised about what's going on with Manafort right now. And it's just more evidence of where we're at because it's happening to Manafort. It's been happening to the citizenry where they've had no due process. And so we have a lot of problems with that. I almost want to come up with a displaced socialist program in America where somebody could join this program. And we could identify whether or not they really should be here anymore. You know, if you're all for the Stalinesque and you're all for the socialism that you would love to bring in, let's just go ahead and we'll fund you to leave. We'll take care of it. We'll make sure you go down to Venezuela and spread all your good charm down there. We'll just make sure you're out because you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here if we're not going to be all on the same page fighting for this Constitution in this country. And so there is the country to fight for. And then I want to hear what you think about this big picture. Where do you think we're really at right now? What do you think's at stake right now, this year, next year? Because I can tell you if we have somebody serving the vested interests of those that would love to push us in an all-out situation, we would be looking at a lot of destruction too. We'd be looking at a horrible nightmare that we might not live through too. And I don't want to ring a fear bell just to ring a fear bell. I'm talking about a substantiated fear. And I don't say that lightly either. This is, I think it's much bigger. Where are you at, Milty, with this?
You know, if I knew, I really am confused. I'm confused by so much of what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never get it out of my mind about how much I really don't know.
Yeah.
See, there's so much hidden from us that we just don't know, that it's hard to decide which way.
Yeah, it's hard to know what game is being played too, and where we're at.
Yeah, who's really playing the game right now?
Yeah. I don't know. We've seen a lot of changes with the petrodollar, with these certain countries and alliances. We're seeing all kinds of things, and sometimes it's for vested interest. I don't even know if it's bad guy, good guy anymore. It's who's vested interest.
Yeah.
It's like you're wanting something in the moment for that vested interest. You're going to do it, and it's short-sighted, but they'll do it.
There's talk about going back on a gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
China already did.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of issues that it's like trying to put together a very tiny, small piece puzzle.
It is. It is very difficult. 888-673-1450. And a lot of countries are doing some really interesting stuff, by the way. Before I go there, I just want to mention Massey. Thomas Massey actually has put forth a bill to end the Department of Education. It's not going to happen. They're not going to let it happen. But because the indoctrination of our youth is too important to them. But bless them for trying. And I like to see at least people try. The Hungary is doing something really different, and that is that they are lowering the taxes, right? Income taxes if you have kids.
They're promoting
family.
Hungarian children.
Yes, so they can grow their population. Yeah, and keep their country.
Yeah,
the culture of their country. It's very interesting to see what some of these countries are doing. I think as far as what we've seen in history and how many things are playing out that are not by, well, they're by design, they're not by accident, seeing how we could be affected as a country financially by global decisions that are being made. You know, it's funny. I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I don't know why. But for about the last 2 years, I haven't talked as much about preparedness on the show that I normally do. I normally go there. I went there a lot in the Obama years. And then I just didn't. And I don't know why. But are we prepared? Are we? Are you, Uncle Milty? I mean, are we really prepared for some of the stuff that I know is going to happen? And I don't say that because I've had people on the show for 7 years talking about, oh, by the end of the next year, we're going to be off a cliff. That is coming, though. And I wonder if we're even remotely even thinking about it.
A very small percentage of the population's prepared. And that's when true leadership comes back out in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it will take. True leadership to bring us back from some sort of apocalyptic event.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, honestly, that is the next largest hurdle that we're looking at that I don't think hardly anyone's prepared for, like you said. I want your take on that, though. 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Now we're back with the Doctor of Love.
Hey, we're back with the Jared Wheeler Show, a.k.a. the Doctor of Love. And we have caller number 9. Go ahead. What's your name, sir?
Oh, hi, Dr. Wheeler. It's Joseph. Thanks for having me. I've lost a spark in my relationship, and I'm hoping you could help me. Oh, I love the show, by the way.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we're going to take care of you today, but first, a word from our sponsor, St. George Auto Gallery and Society Spa have partnered together to give us a Love Doctor special. They doing a couples massage with every vehicle purchased for the entire month of February. All right, Joe, now tell me about her.
It's Joseph. She's a little older, and she...
No, Joe, I need to know.
Joseph. She was born in 1984.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. I've seen it all before. All right, Joe, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hook you up with not just the love package from St. George Auto Gallery, but a brand new car!
Visit stgautodeals.com.
It's Joseph.
My fellow Americans, this is Abe Lincoln inviting you to save during the President's Day sale at the Ashley Home Store.
For a limited time, save up to 50% or get 5 years special financing.
Yes,
save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this stunning panel bed for just $199, this five-piece dining room set for $279, or the super comfy sofa for just $499. Get here now for doorbusters like accent chairs starting at $79 or accent tables starting at $99.
Presidential savings indeed.
Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year, no interest, no minimum purchase, and clean power set starting at $499. Don't miss out. The President's Day sale happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code Kenyon, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
This is Kenny Miller with Cache Valley Bank. We are Southern Utah's financial outfitter because of our people. People who understand the local terrain and environment, but also take an active interest in your success. We are not simply checking boxes. We don't operate on quotas. Our team is not pressured to push products or services that are not needed or wanted. Our mission is simple. Support your mission. Come visit any one of our four Southern Utah branches and tell us about the mountains you face.
Cache Valley Bank. Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in this area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in this area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. This area is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now we'll be right back.
hear the tears in his voice. The old Commodores. Mm-hmm. Whenever I think of the Commodores, I think hair. I think huge, poofy hair.
When I think of the Commodores, yeah. I think of my time in the Navy.
Yeah? Your time in the Navy. Wow. Yeah. All right. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Playing awful love songs for your Valentine pleasure. Let me just go here for just a second, because I think this is interesting. Just to think about, okay? I'm just thinking out loud, not this is a mandated, like, I think, you know, absolutely this is going to happen. But there's a lot of people that are sort of hell-bent right now on the destruction of the United States and the destruction of our culture, and also guns ablazing pretty much up until this next election. And I'm one that says not every single election is the most important election we've ever had, because we oversay it. We oversay it, and we've had the same side of the coin in for so long that I, you know, whatever. But I do think there is something at stake here that's kind of interesting, and maybe there are other reasons to why things are done. So, you know, hat tip to Susan, but here's a thought out there right now, as far as the chatter on the ground. What if this National Guard is being drawn out for other reasons, other than just the wall? What if things were about to go down, and maybe taking down some of those looters and the horrible creatures that have loomed in very important positions of power, if they were about to go down, would the National Guard serve maybe another purpose on that border? Would there be any other reason that there would be this emergency done and this National Guard deployed? It's something interesting to talk about. I mean, I want to always be able to think outside the box and not be led where the media is telling me to go.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to do that, then let's open this up to real outside the box thinking. I don't know. It's a thought. And that maybe Barr's in for a time, but he can also be fired. And maybe there's a purpose to serve, but not for a very long time. There's another thought for you. Could be. I can't knock it out as absolutely not, because some crazy stuff's been done that I didn't think was going to happen. And so I think sometimes if we Americans are always led where the media wants us to go in our dialogue, then we're never going to be able to truly think about maybe the possibilities of things that could be happening. Now, this isn't me just super hoping. This is me just saying, here are some other things. Have we even thought about that? Have we even thought about this National Guard for any other reason other than the wall? Or are we just stuck on it's for the wall because we were told that? It's a thought. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that could very well be a preparation for something else.
Yeah.
Although I do believe that right now we do have a serious problem down there. There's too many people coming across that border.
Yeah.
And you know, we don't often think about it, but realize China, which has the largest standing army in the world, has only an army of 20 million.
Hmm.
We have more illegals in this country than that.
Yeah, than they're standing guard. Yes.
And that bothers me because they're not loyal to this country.
No, they're not.
That's the bottom line is they are not loyal to the United States of America. And we have 20 million plus, who knows actually how many million there are.
Right. So what can the states do?
You know, it's an interesting thing. The states can defend borders that are are national borders.
Yeah.
But if, let's say, California opened their southern border to Mexico, just opened it, and gets flooded then, can Arizona then close the border between California and Arizona?
I'm going to say no.
No.
Yeah.
They cannot, because the framers intentionally didn't allow that. Otherwise, each state would be like a country.
Yeah, yeah.
And there would be no union.
Mm-hmm.
It would destroy the union.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way that could happen would be as if there was an amendment to the Constitution. And, of course, we know what happens when that happens. You
right.
know, I mean,
right.
that's... So, no, the states can't do that. Mm-hmm. But the National Guard can be called out in each state to defend it from an invasion. They can't close the border.
Right.
But they could sure defend it.
That's true. That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. And the theory I brought up is not... That's not gospel. Who knows? There's a lot of people out there that think that major arrests are going to happen and that Gitmo was built out for a reason and something's going to happen that's big. I can't say that that is going to happen or not. It no. hasn't happened in 2 years, so I don't know. So I still leave that up in the question mark section because who really knows? And I don't know enough to know what is truly going on behind the scenes, although I can put chatter together. There isn't... It would be almost virtually impossible to kind of know. I think there are certain people that are kept in that know. Go ahead.
The only thing I can think of when it comes mm-hmm. to that, how many arrests might mm-hmm. there be and who might it be, is we do hear that there are large numbers of sealed indictments.
Mm-hmm.
And sealed indictments are sealed for the reason that you don't want all of those people to know what the investigation is doing.
Right.
And so if that's true, there could come a point in time where, for the first time in 100 years, all of these criminals that you even said earlier, why is nothing ever done?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there could come a point in time where the president says, okay, Department of Justice, mm-hmm. unseal those indictments. Let's start making some arrests and
right.
let's do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is a possibility.
And a little wishful thinking, but...
Of course it is.
Can't put it out.
Of course it is.
Can't entirely put it out,
but you know what? I don't think the country can be saved if that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Because there'll be no zero faith in the justice.
That's
I mean, right.
right
now we're seeing look at the parade of liars, and what happened with this coup that they tried to do our own intelligence agencies on the president of the United States. I mean, look at what we've just been through just in the last year. There's no way. I mean, how do people invest any faith at all, knowing it's right here in front of us and nobody's doing a thing?
Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for Hitler getting control of the justice system in Germany, he would never have had the power he had.
Mm-hmm.
But he controlled the justice system.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. You know? It's just...
There's so much to
oh,
it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I think... I would say that one of the best things that we as Americans could do would be to go back and study what's been happening to other countries in the last several decades. What could possibly be at stake here? What possibly could happen here? Because I think our best learning comes from the history lessons of what we've been through. And I don't think we do that a lot. I think speculation of the future tries to come from a place where we can kind of gauge through 2019 eyes. But I don't see that we learn a lot from our history. When the founders put the Constitution together, that was all based on their knowledge of history.
Absolutely.
And also the, you know, the great thinkers. And that's where they gleaned the Constitution from. So If you interviewed kids right now, if you interviewed our future leaders right now, or even any of those in elected office, not only have they read it, they don't know any history. They don't know anything about history. They're all a bucket of bricks. I haven't really truly been impressed by many. And so there isn't anything they're going to do. And this all goes to the deep state. And so you have to say, what has the deep state been doing for a number of years, and how are they doing it? What's their tactic to kind of understand really where we're at?
You know, I saw a little video this morning,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of gives me some hope about our youth. So this person did an interview on a college campus, and he was talking to about 8 different people.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked them what they thought of the Green New Deal.
Yeah.
They all loved it. Each and every one of them loved it.
Oh,
it was great.
Uh-huh.
It was fantastic. They couldn't praise it enough.
Uh-huh.
But then in another segment,
oh my
those
God.
Same people were then asked about individual aspects of the new Green Deal.
Mm-hmm. Taking it apart.
Taking it apart, mm-hmm. piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
And when he asked him, well, what do you think of this?
Mm-hmm.
Like paying people who are unwilling to work. Oh, no, that's not a good idea. I wouldn't agree with that.
Right.
Well, in the end, they didn't agree with any one single part of the new Green Deal.
Okay, that's good.
But as a whole,
right.
it sounded good.
Yeah. Yeah, they were all in, huh?
Yeah, but it shows that once mm-hmm. you educate them as to what the actual thing mm-hmm. is,
yeah.
they wake up.
Right. It's just going to be an overhaul to do that. But yes, you're right.
Oh, yeah, a lot of work.
But there is some hope that they actually still wake up. Yeah. It's tough to sort of speculate why certain decisions are made. And I remember the frenzy over North Korea. And I remember people calling into this show all in a twit about what was being said. We're going to nuclear war. Yep. And oh my gosh, everyone was caught up in the media aspect of that and not looking behind the scenes at what was actually taking place. And so that's why I'm real hesitant to just take anything at its face value anymore. I used to a lot more than I do now because I've been surprised. And so if you felt that way too, maybe you're feeling like you're on the same page. I'm always now kind of second guessing everything, and not to the nefarious tune, but also to the positive tune mm-hmm. too, to try and put pieces together. The more we study history, the more we can look at what's happened to these countries. I really do think that will help us kind of understand. But we also have to be prepared for everything, too. And I don't think we're investing a lot of time in that right now. I don't think too many people are really prepared at all for what could happen to us financially in this country.
People right now in the United States are struggling just to deal with everyday life.
I know.
Because the social structure of our country has been so damaged in the last 50 years,
mm-hmm.
it makes it hard. I mean, I would, if I had children today, mm-hmm. I would be an absolute wreck.
Yeah.
If I had children today.
I have children today. I
mean, my children are grown and firm in their beliefs and convictions. Mm-hmm. But if I had young, I worry about my grandchildren.
Oh, how can you not?
Yeah.
How can you not? Because you know they're going to be going through some extremely hard times coming our way. And I don't think we're prepared spiritually. I don't think we're prepared temporally. I don't think physically. I don't think we're prepared at all, to tell you the truth. And I think 99% of our country is in this boat.
Well, and a huge portion is turning to drugs to hide from it.
Mm-hmm.
A huge portion of the population.
That is the truth. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home Furnishings. Get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Binney Farm Dairy and Country Store is now open in St. George. Are you looking for healthy, wholesome products straight from the dairy? Look no further than Binney Farm's Country Store. The oh-so-amazing artisan cheeses that you have seen at farmers markets is now available year-round, along with raw milk, cream-topped yogurt, whole wheat bread, eggs, and the famous frozen yogurt. Binney Farms is now open in St. George, 511 East St. George Boulevard, or binneyfarm.com.
Save up to $600 during the Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sales event. Hi, it's Justin from the Mattress Store. Save big, up to $600 on the latest from Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. No credit, no problem. With our no credit needed financing options, the Dream Big, Save Big President's Day sale is going on now. Come in today, sleep well tonight, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Are you giving your Social Security dollars back to the government? It happens every day to people who don't have an effective Social Security strategy. The right plan for accessing your Social Security benefits can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars to you and your spouse's retirement income. Don't make the costly mistake of being unprepared in retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 for a free Social Security optimization report. Take advantage of proven strategies to help maximize your Social Security benefits. You've paid into this system your entire career. Don't make the same mistakes that cost people hundreds of thousands of dollars of their hard-earned benefits. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 and arm yourself with a free Social Security Optimization Report. It's absolutely free, it's easy, and could dramatically change your retirement. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 or visit them at utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Attention homeowners, has your heating and AC system struggled and you've wondered when is the best time to upgrade that old system? Now is a great time during the milder season where you probably aren't using your system as much and the guys at Air Care Professional have more time available. Plus great specials up to $1,000 off a new system and 0% equipment financing options for 60 months OAC. Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircareprofessionals.com.
All right, Tango team. Quinn and I have been working on some new jingles for our four Southern Utah locations.
And here's what we have so far.
Nobody beats Tango. Nobody.
This is Quinn Allgood from Tango, your car wash for the people.
Tango Express Car Wash. Tango Car Wash.
A car wash for everyone. Tango.
When you hear the splash, think of Tango Car Wash.
I feel like those are already taken. But how about this? Tango Express Car Wash with four locations and one coming soon near Costco.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It was early last week that I felt as though there was going to be a cold coming on. What I did is increased my intake schedule earlier in the day. And 2 days later, all symptoms gone. No. That was my first real battleground test to see, okay, let's see what this can do. Outside of that, I feel better all health. I noticed another lift that says, yeah, this stuff is coming on. I've had people come up to me and say, hey, you know, are you brainwashed by this? I said, no, nothing like that whatsoever. I said, it just simply works.
When you call, use discount code Kenyon, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
Meet Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer.
I once had a client said, I came to you because I don't speak finance. You translated what you're doing in a way that I could understand it. And that meant a lot to me because it meant even though I've been doing this for over two decades, I was still communicating with clients in a way that they can understand, take complicated processes and simplify them to people who don't do this every day. And that's enjoyable to do.
Check out Your Family and Your Retirement Tuesday afternoon at 5 on St. George News Radio 93.1 FM and 1450 KZNU. Find out more at Ashton. Wealth.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450. You know, you were talking about the youth. The picture went viral where the elderly woman is standing on the train, and there's a couple of youth on their phone, and they won't give up their seat. And a lot of people were, outraged.
Really?
And they should have been. And it was mostly the adults outraged that the kids didn't get up and give their seat to the elderly woman standing there that was, you know, having a hard time standing up straight. Mm-hmm. and just a tough time. And manners. And there are so many things like that that are, you know, here we come from talking about, you know, World War III. And I get that. But I thought, man, there's so much to do. There's so many arrows coming our way. And as parents, I know it's difficult. You want to make sure your kids have manners, and you want to make sure that they are aware of people around them. And you also want to make sure that they're not buying into all this trans stuff culturally. And you want to make sure they're spiritual, because you know that that's going to help them through a lot of what's going to happen in their lives. And I was just kind of thinking about our kids, because that's usually what I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about the future. In the next 10 years, I'm thinking about my kids being married and being able to get through a lot of what's coming.
I know, but isn't the number like half the kids born in this country don't have two parents?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's raising them? Nobody. That's why kids will sit there while an old woman who can barely stand on the train will just sit there and laugh at her.
Yeah.
Rather than get up and have her sit down.
Can you imagine?
No,
my boys
can't.
Wouldn't be allowed to come home if they pulled a stunt like that and didn't.
They wouldn't even think of pulling a stunt like that.
Yeah, I would hope. My gosh, I hope we raised them better than that. But there are that picture went viral. You should have seen the comments on that.
Oh.
And people really worried about the future of our country is when it comes to just the character of the citizenry. Where are we at? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
My heart, my achy, breaky heart.
I can't play it. I'll throw up.
Side on this.
What's that?
If Hillary would have got in, there'd be blood in the scuppers a long time ago.
Yeah.
And look what the IRS did to, regular people that, Hillary probably wouldn't like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be worse.
It would have been a fast-moving train, that's for sure. And I think we all know that, right?
Oh, I
felt
I believe a
reprieve a little bit with Trump, because I felt like some of his ambitions for the country were going to be a little different than, say, Hillary. Hillary wanted to
destroy the country,
rape the country, get what she could, and facilitate all of her evil habits. So, there was, during that whole time of Russia, what happened to Russia? Obviously she was first lady. Her husband was right there in on it, and they all were. I mean, it was a huge, huge undertaking, and they were all part of it, looting off of the countries involved. And so sometimes we don't really think about the fact that we had two choices, and one of them would have loved to have seen some pretty major destruction go on for a nice little reset for her own pocketbook. And I don't ever really sense that with Trump. I don't get that feeling with Trump that this is about, I know that one of the callers said about him making money. I don't think so on this. I think he's made his money. Yeah. I don't think that that's where he's at with this. I really don't. I think it's more about just he'd like to be the savior. He'd like to, he'd like to be part of something that instills a little bit back to our country. But I don't sense that with him.
I've always had that feeling about him. I've always had that feeling about him that in his heart, he truly had already made the money, and he was going by a different yardstick now.
Yeah.
I've always had that feeling.
Yeah. That's why.
Can I pin it? No.
Well, if he's working for the industrialists, which, by the way, are still your deep state globalists, so I'm not, because they're an industrialist and they build rather than just the people that, rake the numbers, the industrialists are still part of that. So it's a different road is what it is, but it is more about building, about gleaming that profit off of building. And so that can be why he's been about that since the inception of his presidency has been about building. That's why this is tough, is because I have a lot of worries on one side of this. And then on the other side, I know how the story ends. So, I mean, we all do, right? Mm-hmm. So the part of me that worries about our youth and worries about where we're going with that and how this youth is living through this time and what they're going to be like as leaders of this country. And I really worry about that. And I worry about them getting through hard stuff. There's only a few generations left that have gone through anything difficult. And so those with the wisdom to get through it are so few and far between. And I worry so much about that aspect. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just, adding on to, like you said, we know how this is going to win. And, the good guys are going to win.
Yeah.
But what I think of is, whenever evil prevails for a short time, it just seems like that opens the door up for better things. And sometimes, hey, it's hard. It's a challenge. It's true suffering and strife. But, you know, during these times, it's, well, what good can come out of this?
I agree.
And amen.
You know, it's hard to stay focused on the positive, and it's hard to see it sometimes. But, you know, what good can come out of this challenge that our country, I mean, we're facing a true challenge in our country as far as, you know, our society. I mean, all institutions that we valued and cherished, I mean, they're just dropping like flies, you know, but what's going to replace that? What good can come from it? And like I said, it's hard to find sometimes, but, you know, I think if we look for it, we'll see it and we'll know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
And I know that's vague, but it's just, you know, during these times, you know, let's make sure we're looking for the opportunities.
Thank you. I really appreciate the phone call. You're right.
He's absolutely right. And Christ taught us this. Suffering has a purpose. Yeah. Going through these tribulations has a purpose because we have a gift from God that brings us to a better place, not a worse place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can't deny that. I really can't. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay. I wanted to tell you, this is your reference.
Okay.
It's a thing called Imprimus. It's from Hillsdale College. There's an article on there called Marijuana.
Yeah, you talked about that.
And violence. And what they've said is that, you know, there have been a lot of people that have said, oh, it's fine, it's okay. It causes schizophrenia, and they become violent.
Thank you for that. I know we talked about that before. Thank you. I'm glad you brought it up. You know, we have a lot of things going on right now, and it's hard to choose, but I think the caller's right, and I think to keep that optimism and hope, and to also to really understand what we can do in this situation, and that is, I think, to grow spiritually and make sure temporally you can do all you can and make sure you stand up as much as you can for this country and feel good about what you can do within the realm of your little world, you know. I think that's really all we can do as people. We can focus on our families and our circles and make sure that you've done everything that you can do. And I think that, you know, you kind of leave the rest to God, really. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
You know, couple of things. You know, I've been watching our education system for years and years. And as you know, it's fallen apart. The history has been totally changed.
Right.
So now they teach lies. But there's a good thing about the youth of today. I think all of our youth have an inane sense of right and wrong.
Okay.
And I think when they recognize truth, they accept that as truth. And right now they're just kind of wandering around because they're not being told the truth.
Yeah.
And I, as I've seen some of these kids, like the that segment that Uncle Milty was talking about a few minutes ago, where he saw the students when they were asked what the
about the specific
items in the New Green Deal were, they were opposed to those things.
Yeah.
They didn't like that.
Yeah, that's
true.
And
I think that shows that they all have that innate sense of right and wrong.
I think you're right on that. Thank you. I really appreciate the phone call. Yeah, you're right. Maybe, and same with abortion. When they were shown a video of what was actually taking place, the murder that was taking place, they changed their minds.
Yeah.
So there is hope that way. If we can be vigilant in educating them, then we could absolutely change the future of this country for sure.
Absolutely.
That I do agree with, and there's no doubt there. And I think it's just going to be really giving these kids those roots and spending a lot more time teaching than I think we ever thought we'd be doing at these ages.
and a lot of the older people are going to have to learn that having the big fancy home and the big fancy cars and the, you know, that's not what, you know, the 40-foot boat that you put in the water once a year, those things are not important.
Yeah.
And for, you know, for a long time, we've turned into a society that felt that was important.
Yeah.
It's not.
The acquiring, just acquire to acquire.
Most wealthy people are very unhappy.
Yeah.
Because they're bored. They have everything. What do they have to do?
That's why I say I think that we didn't realize how much we were going to have to clean up at this point in time. But it really, truly is up to us to clean that up. Yep. It can't be on anyone else's shoulders. And so we better get really busy right now. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there, Kate. Uncle Milky.
Hi.
I just to kind of go off of a little bit what that last caller was discussing. I think when you sit down and you talk with this generation, you know, the millennial generation, it's at first it's kind of frustrating, and you tend to judge a little bit as to what they don't know.
Right.
But we have to remember that they don't understand how to research, and they don't understand how to find the answers.
Yeah.
And so again, if we can help them learn that process, that freedom of thought process that they have not ever been taught, that will be so huge. And once you do that, it's like the little light bulb comes on.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
right.
You sit there and you have that conversation with them, and you start asking these questions that they really have to think about, and they really have to dig in. And that's why I love your show, and I try to guide everybody to your show and say, you need to check out Kate Daly.
That's awesome.
Just because, you know, you ask those questions, and even though, you know, at first you might not agree, the more you question and the more you dig, you're able to build your own opinion.
Yeah.
And that is something that this generation needs more than anything, to actually own it. Not because somebody told it to me, but because I found out why I am me, why my brain thinks the way it thinks, and internalize that, right? And make it their own, and they'll fight for it. If it's their own, they'll fight for it. Yep. And that's why generations in the past have. Because they internalized those things, because they had to sacrifice for it.
Great thoughts. Love it. Thank you.
Great
points. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Yeah, you're right. And, you know, maybe your retirement looks a little bit more like you become a teacher to those around you a little bit more and use the wisdom that so few generations have for the youth. Maybe your retirement isn't going to look like a retirement for a reason. And maybe we're more needed in these arenas and thinking a little bit differently about our own future. Instead of just looking and judging at their future, let's look at our future and what we can make out of it so that we can make a difference in who's coming up behind us.
You know, if you look at the history of the world, the elderly did not go off on a vacation when they retired. They stayed and taught and led. The next generations.
Yep. There's a lot of families that ended up bunking together and living together because of that wisdom being shared. And I've always thought that even like in the nursing homes, the people that live there, having the preschoolers come in and they teach them how to read and so forth. I always thought those were great ideas. Having the 20 something guys that have their heads on to work with the youth, the 16, 15, 16 year olds. We need to be handing these down, handing some of this wisdom down more so than we thought. When was the last time you sat down with a kid and taught him something about history? And maybe we all need to be thinking in those terms.
Yep.
We're going to need a lot of help. So just trying to think outside the box here. Anyway, be faithful, be fearless. See you here tomorrow. Daniel Estulin and another guest that is going to be quite interesting. See you here tomorrow. Thanks, Uncle Milton.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Are you tired of paying high fees and commissions even when you're losing money? Lyle Boss specializes in safe money accounts with guarantee of principal, guaranteed growth, and income you can never outlive. Join Lyle Boss for Safe Money Radio every Friday at 5 to 6 and Saturday at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Hi, my name is Mary. I want to tell you about Stuckey Family Pharmacy and their pre-pack service. I take care of my husband's medications, and that's 13 pills every single day. It's overwhelming. When I found out Sam down at Stuckey Family Pharmacy will pre-pack all his pills for free, I was thrilled. It's so easy. He sends us a monthly tray of everything organized in individual days and times the pill should be taken, and they will deliver it for free. It really cuts down on my stress. Thank you, Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.